Welcome back to another episode of Crudo. This time, U.S. Women's National Team, or a national team, like, I guess, edition, with Poderosas out here at Snapdragon in San Diego. And, well, the U.S. finally got its shit together today. Oh, let me first introduce everybody. Please give me your names and your pronouns.
Isaac Silva.
Gretchen.
Daisy, she, her, ella.
Elaine Rodriguez.
And I'm Maite, your sometimes host, she, her. Yeah, so the U.S. kind of got it together. How do you guys feel about it?
So the U.S. only got it together on the second half, right?
Absolutely.
This could have been a blown-out game. Colombia obviously has some main stars missing. And their goalie, their second-tier goalie got taken out early on. So hence comes a third-tier goalie. I thought they represented, and shout out to our homegrown Alyssa Thompson.
Yeah, first half, zero goals. We had nothing but, like, mostly senior members in the front line. Isaac, I know you have feelings on that.
Yeah, I think it's time we kind of let the youth take over. Love Alex Morgan. She's a legend of the game. Love Lindsay Horan. She's an awesome player. But it's time to let, you know, Thompson. It's time to let Trinity draw. It's time to let the youth take over. Yeah, I mean, as soon as they came onto the field, the dynamic of the game shifted. It's, you know, we love them, but it's time we make some changes.
I mean, who did I say immediately upon entering the field? I was like, if anybody's going to score, it's going to be this person.
She said Fischl. And immediately. Like, one touch, first touch of the ball, goal.
Yeah, she's incredible. Mia Fischl for...
Big Fish, right? Like, they're going to throw down, represent, and the U.S. is so lucky that she's come back, right? Like, that's what's up. That's what's up.
They certainly are. And Vlatko got criticized heavily for not calling her up. The NWSL got, you know, definitely criticized for not trying to take up Mia Fischl when she was at Liga MX. And guess who picked her up? Chelsea. And now she's their player, and then she got the call-up internationally, and now she's got a goal. Like, that's incredible. How do you feel about our youth?
I think they did awesome, and I just want to say big shout-out to all the Angel City fans who showed up.
Hey!
We saw them everywhere. You can see the pink straps everywhere. You can see the Angel City gear. And when Alyssa came onto the field, everybody started cheering, and we're like, Somos Angel City!
Angel City!
Yeah, it was great.
Which, speaking of Alyssa Thompson, she had an assist on a goal for Shaw. And, you know, she was out there. She was working it. Gretchen, how do you feel about Alyssa's performance today?
Honestly, that was what I was most excited about. She just came out in her energy. Like, someone got in her ear and told her, be aggressive. And I haven't seen her like that before. I thought she did awesome. Like, can she do that every time?
I think she can. I mean, I think she can bring it. I think she'd be a starting player, to be honest. Like, what is stopping us? What is stopping us from starting... Like, all our, you know, young players. I mean, they're starting Trinity and Smith. I think that's a good start. But we have a lot of talent. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we like to keep playing, like, our legends and our stars. Like, the old guard, we're still keeping them around. And they're great. Don't get me wrong. I love them. A lot of respect for them. But, you know, at some point in time, you got to let the next generation come in and take over and really show, like, America... show why America is a powerhouse in soccer. Football, excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, Olympics are coming up, right? Like, we can't go out there with our same old tricks. They're not working. The new stuff is working. So I'm hoping that these people get some time to, you know, really cook before the Olympics so that we actually stand a chance. Because, you know, a lot of teams are looking good out there. Colombia is looking good. They held on for a long time, like, last game, right? U.S. didn't score at all. Linda Caicedo, legend. I mean, I know that you're missing her, Daisy.
Their three top players weren't even in today, right? And still, the first half, they kept the U.S., you know, away. And their goalie got injured, right? Their second-tier goalie. So for me, I'm like, do better the U.S., right? Morgan, yes, you're great. You're a legend. You need to come in for a couple of minutes. Let the youth come in. Why are we not playing like Vignola? Why are we not playing Thompson straight up from the bat? You're like, start with them, like, just lead strong and all of that, right? Because they came in Vignola didn't come in, and the U.S., I'm like, stupidity, right? Bring in these players who are just showing up and throwing down, right? Like, if Thompson would have come in the beginning, it would have shifted the dynamic, right? And then she comes in, and guess what? Makes a play. makes an assist and make this beautiful goal happen, right? No one can match them, so please, just be smart about it. Make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly would like to see them switch up the midfield more. I mean, it's always Horan. But other standout players, Fox, playing incredibly, DeMelo, playing incredibly. Any thoughts on them?
I was just more thinking that the team we had out for the last 30 minutes of the game, I feel really good about. Like, we can go against anyone. Everybody else for the first 60 minutes, and we took all of our subs, so we switched out basically half the line to finish strong. So
we subbed like mad. I mean, how did you feel about those early subs?
I just let the youth play.
I don't know if Ramen should have been taken out. I love Ramen. I think they were doing a great job. They couldn't make the connections, but also Morgan missed three headers that should have been a goal, right?
And direct kicks too, like a lot of things.
Are like sub out Morgan, and maybe Morgan should not be starting, but let's put in some of our amazing players that we have. We have Dev, right? The U.S. could be an amazing number one team, and we haven't gotten there because we're not making the right moves, right? We have so much Dev, we have so much talent, like, come on. So anyways, Colombia, they didn't win today. But they won in my book because they represented in every which way, even when they didn't have their starters.
And we had, the USA had a fully stacked team. Like, we had every player we could possibly want out here, right? So, I mean, I will say the USA still hasn't selected a coach. They're not in that much of a hurry. Zlatko has got his little position with Kansas City. And guess what? This is unofficial, not like, but starting to be reported. We now have officially Becky Tweed as coach. I mean... Quick celebration for that. Shout out to AFCFC.
That's huge. Becky's awesome. I'm so happy they signed her.
It's time.
She's awesome. She's awesome.
Seems like
she's
the players are happy too. Mm-hmm.
Let's get a strong assistant coach. We haven't gotten one. Let's get one.
Third time's a charm.
You know, we're taking the whole thing next year. Yeah. Just for anybody that's listening, if you were doubting it, we're taking the whole thing next year, the entire thing.
Let's go. Year three is ours. Let's go in Joe City.
Also, given how we started this year, making it to the playoffs, even if it was one game, we did it. We were here. We did it.
And don't forget, the supporters made this Angel City Club what it is. We're nothing without the supporters.
Oh, yeah. I was in the stands, and somebody was like, oh, nobody can be your supporter stand. There were, like, Way fans, and they were like, oh, every time you guys come here, we can hear you everywhere. Every time you guys are on TV, we can hear you. It's about the supporters.
Agreed. How do you feel about that, Gretchen, since you don't typically sit or stand in the supporter section? I mean, you get to witness us from the side.
The vibe of this game was really different. I felt like I was at a baseball game. I was like popping like sour patches.
Snapdragon is not it.
Like, oh, okay, we're just waiting for this to happen. There was no energy from the fans. So yeah, seeing Angel City from the side is incredible. That vibe permeates throughout the rest of the stadium.
I mean, I feel like the other stadiums, I mean, maybe with the exception of Portland has a big fandom, but like the rest of the teams, they don't have it like we have it.
Yeah, not gonna lie, the vibe for the fans out here was just low energy. I don't know, it felt weird. I felt like I was at a tennis match, felt like I was watching the Wimbledon, and like the ball's a lot bigger over here than it is at the Wimbledon.
I was even thinking, like, if this was at BMO, we would have sold out the stadium.
Right, and you know, we only have 22,000 capacity, but we would have sold it out double, like if we could, you know. I mean, I'd love it for the national teams to come and play in LA more often, even if we have to go to freaking Rose Bowl. Not my favorite, but well, thank you guys for joining me. Any final thoughts on the team or on updates on ACFC or anything like that?
Shout out to Colombia and let's go Angel City.
Yes.
Shout out to Colombia.
And Linda Caicedo was missed. I really wanted to see her in person. Bummed I missed out.
I came here to see Caicedo. Didn't realize she wasn't going to play.
She was off on club duty. She has some important business to attend to. I get it. But also, my last thought, they should not be this violent at friendly games. We should not be worried about getting injured at these friendly games.
Physical.
It's ridiculous. We need to be, like, the referees need to be, like, super on their ass on it with these friendlies because it's unacceptable that we get injured in a friendly freaking game. All right. Well, that's Poderosas in Snapdragon, and we're out.
Hey. What's up?